Hello and welcome to Life from Lockdown Library, presented by Bookworm Goa with your hosts Nayan and Anandita. This is a series of conversations with book and library people where they share their responses to the ongoing global crisis. We're talking social distancing from a community perspective. We're talking access to books and storytelling, but in quarantine. The hope here is to find ways together to reimagine the library, to think of it as a vital, evolving, transcendent space that can both hold and give voice to this moment of intense uncertainty. Presenting Live from Lockdown Library.
Hi, I am Nayan, a library educator. I will be your host for today's episode of Lockdown Library, where we will be speaking to Saurav. Saurav Banerjee has been working in the education sector for more than 15 years. At present, Saurav is the country director with Room to Read. Room to Read is an NGO committed to improving literacy and gender equality in education in the developing world. We are honored to have Saurav with us today. Good evening, Saurav. Thanks for joining us today in Lockdown Library.
Thank you.
So Saurav, we are observing, and you must have also observed, that many of our library partners, field organizations, and committed literacy groups and others are engaging with relief work. So maybe they feel that that is what they must do because it is of urgency and relevance. What do you think about this in light of a vision for libraries?
For my organization, Room to Read, we have always been focused to our work on literacy, and we have steadfastly refused to do anything apart from what we do best. Not because of any arrogance, because just that we think that what we do best is what we should be doing. And so I think, and I know there are other organizations also who continue to be working on education and specifically on reading, on foundation learning. And there are, as I said, there are organizations who stick to what they are doing best. So again, I have all respect for organizations who have had to move to relief work, but I'm sure sooner or later, once they are more stabilized, when the immediate requirement for relief is subsides, the education will assume importance, and they will obviously come back to education. And then once you are back into education, and the challenges are very stark because now all the kids are out of school. Like, schools have been closed. Mm-hmm. Children have been out of school for 3-4 months. In some cases, by the time the schools open, children will be out of school for about 6 months. So obviously, you need a hook to get those children back into education. And what better hook than a library, than a storybook, which kind of draws children into the world of reading, world of learning once again. So obviously, we'd all need to come back to books and storybooks and libraries sooner or later, is what I believe.
So you have partly answered my next question, but I would like to know your thoughts more on the situation is so that it requires us to examine our own vision and areas of work, whom we want to work with, why, how, and such. So how does this apply to the work that you have been doing?
Yeah, so the two parts to that. So one is the fact that as an organization, how do we look at libraries in particular and reading in general? So for us, library has been one of the significant components of a larger foundation literacy discourse. So we have never seen library as a standalone intervention. We have always looked at library as an important and critical component of literacy development in general. So to that extent, I think we still continue to believe that it remains, and all evidence do point out that books and variety of books play a huge role in children's literacy development. Now, the challenge is how is that going to play out in the days to come? I think one of the realizations that we're having is, at least in the short and medium term, The home is going to be a very significant place for education. So it's not going to be only school. A lot of learning, teaching will happen at the home. It will have to happen at the home just because the way things are working out. So how do we really cater for children? So what has happened for organizations like us who have always been focusing on the school and then working with the school to create a library, create opportunities for reading and stuff like that. Now, we are now faced with the challenge that we'll now have to devise strategies whereby we know that the child would be in school, but the child would also be at home for a large number of time. So how do you really address that? How do you work with parents? How do you work with caregivers who would be with the children? And so, for example, a story reading or a library book reading, which is to happen only in the school, would probably now need to happen both at school and home. So those are the kind of pivots that we probably have to do. And we are already on, already thinking on those lines, on how that is going to play out. So, I mean, no doubt on the importance of the book, the importance of library or variety of literature for the child's development. It's just that how to get that literature to the child is something that we'll have to think of in more detail. Other additional challenge is the digital world. So obviously not every children would be able to be reached through a digital media. So for a certain section of the children, you'd probably still have to plan for providing them hard copies. So it may be hard copy of a book or a story card or whatever it is, some reading material has to go to the child physically because they cannot access the digital media. It will always be a combination of both digital and physical thing. It will be a combination of school and home. But what that, whether it's a 60-40 or a 80-20 or a 10-90 is something that will all be contextually determined.
All this while, Saurav, has any library activity struck you as particularly mention-worthy?
It's difficult to kind of point out anyone which is very different from others. But I think I would definitely like to point out one thing which is very noteworthy and very encouraging is the fact how governments have reacted to the COVID and the post-COVID situation. So what we found is, surprisingly, most government have reacted very proactively to this. So most government we found have very quickly got their act together, have gotten a lot of digital materials together to try and access students. Governments have really formed, you know, WhatsApp groups, they have formed web portals where they have put on a lot of this content. They have also been, and surprisingly again, many governments are actually curating the content. It's not that anything and everything that comes in that goes into the platform. They're actually having a look at it. They're actually selecting good books and then kind of putting it onto the platform, which is a very encouraging sign. There are also, and then we have also we heard the Chhattisgarh government a few weeks back. They actually came back and said that we're not being able to reach out to all children through digital media. So let's start discussing how can we offline also provide books and reading materials to children, which are all very encouraging signs, I would say. So instead of any particular initiative, I would say that all governments have been pretty proactive. The central government also has kind of first up the Diksha platform and put a lot of content out there. So I think these things are pretty encouraging. In a sense, it shows that learning and reading continues to be on the focus of government, which is again a very encouraging sign.
My next question to you would be, like, what has given you strength and purpose during this time? All this while we were talking about the education system and how organizations are reacting to it. But now, what has given you strength and purpose?
Everybody is hopeful that things will evolve. Things will. There is a better tomorrow waiting for us, which is very encouraging to me. So everybody is trying their best to kind of salvage the situation, find out what can be done. I've seen, like, even in urban areas, in private schools, teachers have been has gone out and started taking online classes, which is so encouraging. I mean, for a teacher who I'm sure a teacher has to have her own set of problems in their homes, but they're coming out, they're doing online classes. Various education institutions have offered so much of content free of cost, which otherwise would probably have not even been possible. So I see a lot of positive things happening out of all this.
So Saurav, my last question to you is, we trust that many of our listeners are library workers and library educators. Do you have a thought or message that has been illuminating for you?
Books and importance of good story books has not come down. It's actually increased, and it's always the importance increases in this kind of pandemic or any kind of disaster situation where people need something to kind of hang on to. And I think good books are our best friends in this kind of situation. So that importance had not decreased at all. So I think anyone who is working in the library field should definitely try and think of ways on how we can kind of provide those stories and books to children, whether it's a digital medium, whether it's a physical medium. And again, as I say, as I emphasize that I don't see any harm in the digital medium at all. I mean, to the extent possible, let's also leverage that medium to the extent possible. But be mindful of the fact that there would be people who would probably not be able to access digital content always. And how do you reach out to them with stories, with books, with something that engages the children? I think that should be the motto for anyone who is working in education in general and libraries in particular.
Thank you so much, Saurav, for sharing your thoughts and your experiences. It was indeed our pleasure to host you today.
My pleasure, Naya. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been an episode of Life from Lockdown Library. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next week.